Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on this New Year's Day. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Arlington.
That would be a little weird, especially in Mississippi. If you have one smack dab in the middle of Arlington, Texas, fit perfectly.
They're going to put one right in the middle of the Cowboys Stadium in that window where so that it'll block the sun.
Please do.
Yeah.
Just put the Lane Kiffin inflatable in that spot. We just have the Lane Kiffin inflatable.
The Lane Kiffin inflatable
right
is taking on a life of its own.
His head will be gigantic.
You know, of all my dreams that I wanted to become reality, that wasn't the one.
That's a fever dream.
That was not great. So, wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Guys, if you are cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, well, then go grab a steak at one of the awesome steakhouses we have around our state. There's just so many. There's one almost every community. You can't go wrong with whatever you pick. But whatever you pick this weekend, make it beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. New year, new gear. You need to get rid of that old Mississippi State gear, especially if you're still sporting the banner M. Grab some new gear at College Corner with the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. Make your New Year's resolution to eat at Restaurant Tyler more often this year. It'll bring you happiness. It'll bring you joy. It'll make everything better. If you want to enjoy the best meal in town, it's really simple to do. Just grab a table at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Go to PriorityOneBank.com. to find out more, to find out how they're going to help you invest, help you manage your money, help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need quick answers. You can't afford to wait around on a hold line with some big corporate bank. You need to be able to talk to somebody directly. That's the level of service you get at Priority One Bank. They give you everything those big corporate banks give you, except the things you don't want. That's the difference that they give you at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Happy New Year to you, Robbie Falk.
Yes, Happy New Year.
So I want to thank, 2024 was an outstanding year for Thunder and Lightning, another record year, and we thank all of you for that because you're the reason. Yeah, we can't listen to this podcast as many times as you have. You know, I just don't have the time in the day to just go through it and click as many times as you guys have. So we're going to continue to rely on you in 2025. We're going to continue to bring you a lot of great content. We appreciate you very much. I want to wish you all a happy new year. And our New Year's gift to you, because we're off tomorrow, will be this edition of The Rumblings, which are brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration here in the Golden Triangle. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, mold, or storm damage 24/7. And a great example of that right here in Starkville, with everything that happened this past weekend out at the Highlands, Paul Davis Restoration is playing a big role in getting them back up to speed and getting those properties back not only to where they were, but better than where they were when it's all said and done. So you're going to see the kind of work that Paul Davis Restoration can do if you're out there in the Highlands. If you have any kind of disaster issues, if you have a fire, if you have a storm, whatever it is, give Paul Davis Restoration a call today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life at Paul Davis Restoration. All right, who has the first Rumblings question of 2025? It is our friend Ford Polk. And he asks a question that you and I have debated many times, and honestly, I think has been debated by many great philosophers. And that is, hey, how did Hey Arnold fit his head in his shirt without stretching his collar out? That's the first Rumblings question of the year, Robbie. A question
really
about Hey
strong,
Arnold.
Really strong sweater he was wearing around the neck. The wool on the sweater did not
strong elastic. Like, yes. That elastic was snapped back.
There's no other explanation unless his neck is rubbery and he can turn it sideways and it just goes down like that.
Yeah, that could be possible, too. My wife and I stopped at the Louisville McDonald's when we were on our way back home from a game weekend. They have to be the best McDonald's in the state. Instead of a my pleasure, they say you're welcome, baby, or you're welcome, sweetheart. Which is better? My pleasure, you're welcome, baby, or you're welcome, sweetheart? I'm going you're welcome, baby.
You're welcome, baby. Yep.
I get it. You're welcome. I want to get two things. I want to get a you're welcome, baby, and I want to be told to have a blessed day.
My pleasure is, as much as I love Chick-fil-A, they're required to say it,
yeah.
There's some special meaning behind you're welcome, baby.
Yeah.
And probably a few extra fries, maybe another chicken nugget or two in there.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know my thoughts on McDonald's.
I do. You're not a fan.
The Louisville McDonald's is the best McDonald's I've been to as far as people, things like that. And I don't know if it's because of I know the people that manage that place, or at least did when I lived there. And I was friends with the lady's kids, and she ran a really good operation. I had some friends that worked there. The Louisville McDonald's is a very good McDonald's. I will give them credit for it. And I'm not just saying that because that's my hometown. I really do objectively believe that is a very good McDonald's.
There you have it. I've never stopped there. Perhaps I should.
It's solid.
All right. Sidelines Hail State. Just curious your guys' thoughts on potentially moving the bowl season to a preseason effort similar to the early season tournaments we see in basketball. I can't tell you how much I hate that idea. That's an awful idea. Who would think of that?
Well, not to mention, like, how do you determine who gets in the bowls? The preseason or the early season basketball tournament scheduled events. Like, I
don't know how. Yeah, are you saying, like, if you go 11-2?
Does he just mean like having a preseason? I'm not a preseason, but like one of those neutral site games. They already do that.
Yeah, they always do some of that. Is he saying like, hey, if you go 6-6 this year, instead of playing a game in December, you get an extra game in August? That's the other issue there. Like, you're doing that in the first game of the year, and somebody gets hurt in that game. Now they're out for the season. No, this is a terrible idea all around.
Yeah, I'm getting on board with that.
All right. Next question from Hail State Sidelines. What is the strangest combination of foods that you absolutely love that others may think is weird? You got one?
I'm pretty standard. I don't really deviate from, the norm that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't pick, like, one thing, like, that's completely opposite from the other. I will say that I never really got catfish and spaghetti.
That's something I've had.
But I think it was at the
catfish cabin. Yeah, they had it.
And I put those two together. And when you get a buffet, I just mix. Like, I'm eating, like, peas and mashed potatoes, like, on top of each other, butter beans and corn together. Like, I just throw everything together. It all touches each other. It doesn't bother me. And I had the spaghetti and catfish. And at one point, I had a piece of catfish on my fork, and I stuck it in the spaghetti, and I ate it together, and it worked. I don't know what it was about it, but it works. I wouldn't do it all the time, but it was that to me is probably the choice that I would put in there.
That's a good choice. Is it? I don't like French fries that much, right? But I dip my French fries when I get them in buffalo sauce. Is that a weird one?
No, because. No. French fries with whatever condiments you have. Like, if you have French fries and wings.
Okay.
If I have buffalo wings, which I had last night at Two Brothers. I'm not Two Brothers, Bulldog Burger.
I'm about to say they have buffalo wings at two.
No, I don't know. I don't know why I haven't gotten those wings before, but they are incredible.
Yeah.
But you know, if I have fries, whether it be sweet potato fries, whatever, I'm scooping them in that.
I'm gonna give you another one that I have done, and it's really good. When you fry up some bacon, drizzle a little maple syrup and a little hot sauce over it.
Wow, that's not weird at all.
Okay. I mean,
I've never done that. I have with syrup, but I've never done the hot sauce. But that would be an excellent combination. I got to believe.
Okay. Well, then I don't really have one that stands out for me. Colton Watson, if Mississippi State could only get one lockdown cornerback or one game-breaking receiver, but not both, which would you pick and why? What would you want there?
Cornerback.
I agree.
Because I feel like State can get by. Like, I don't think the offense is going to be great with what they have right now, but I feel like they could get by with it. They have some speed. They have some guys that they could do some things with. They do not have a cornerback that I feel great about right now. If you told me that State could get, you know, any of the guys that we've been talking about, Stephen Hall or Coates or any of those guys, if they could get any of those guys, I would feel pretty good about it. But, like, if you get a Martin Emerson type or somebody like that, even like Cam Dantzler, I would 100% take that over a game breaker at receiver, I think.
Agreed. Agree 100%.
Additional from what they have now.
Right. Assuming they get a power four average to slightly above average cornerback, would you say Mississippi State has enough talent on the roster in 2025 to make an accurate judgment about coaching next season? I mean, I feel like they had enough talent on the roster this year to make an accurate judgment about sub coaching this season. So, yeah.
Yeah, but for the sake of next year.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, I would say. Yeah.
In a good way.
If they aren't improved next season, I know enough about what I need to know.
So saying, like, you know, we can't say like they just need to get better players like after this year, like
Robbie, I would go a step further and say if they can't get a couple of decent cornerbacks, that also tells me enough about the coaching staff, because getting players is part of their job.
Yeah. At least at that position, I think. I think Hutzler's shown some things in the offseason so far. I think we've seen some things from David Turner and Matt Barnes as well. But it would be Corey Bell, I think, that I would have the spotlight on at that point.
Like, right.
You couldn't get a single cornerback at just about every position landed somebody that's an impact guy, and you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I would definitely have some major questions there.
Yeah. Last one from Colton. Assuming the answer to the above is yes, where does State have to rank defensively out of 134 FBS schools for Hutzler to be retained in 2026? 80 plus? I feel like that's
I think you're inside the top 100 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But they should be 80 or better.
Because at this point, like, you got some talent in there that should, I think, drastically change the defense from what it was this year. Because one of the things we've been talking about that really hampered that defense, pass rush. You added enough guys that they should be able to get pass rush and help the defense at each level. So at this point, you should make a drastic change from one year to the next. Now, if he gets, like you said, I mean, if he gets like 80,
mm-hmm.
I think that's good enough.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a 50-spot jump from where you were.
You can't complain about that, yeah.
And at that point, you can sell to the 2026 class. You can sell to the transfer portal. It's going to be a lot easier.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably where I am too.
Nathan asked, since 2014, there's only been one quarterback that State signed out of high school that used all of their eligibility at Mississippi State, Nick Fitzgerald. If you were in control, how would you address this? First off, I mean, I know Will Rogers had another year, but he did play 4 years at Mississippi State. I mean, I can't say anything about that. I mean, it's just the nature of college football. What is that number everywhere else?
Yeah, it's not a Mississippi State thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't change anything.
And also, I mean, Will Rogers was like the only – I mean, you had him for 4 years. Yet right before that, you had – who'd you have
Tommy
after?
Stevens.
Tommy Stevens and KJ Costello.
Right. And, I mean, it led into Garrett Schrader. And, you know, Schrader was a freshman, but when Moorhead got got fired, Schrader moved on. I mean,
so it was only, I mean, you're only talking about here like two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Will Rogers was the starter for 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, I guess
really, there was
that,
only 2 years in between that.
But that, you know, you signed Sawyer Robertson and you signed Braden Locke and you signed Chris Parson and they're all gone. So I get what he's trying to say.
But that's happening everywhere.
It's not just a Mississippi State thing. Exactly. At Ole
if
Miss,
you don't play, you transfer after like 2 years.
In Ole Miss in that time frame, Plumlee's been gone.
Walker Howard.
Walker Howard has already transferred out. I'm trying to – Altmaier transferred out. I mean, it's just not a – it's not just a Mississippi State thing.
Yeah.
All right. Dalton Lee asks us, on my way back from Hattiesburg to Memphis for the holidays, I counted at least 36 people texting while driving on their phones, which is alarming. What is a deterrent we could do to help with this besides another Dexter McCluster rap song? Well, first off, we haven't tried another Dexter McCluster rap song.
Yeah, maybe get it up to date.
Bring that a little bit more into
if you want to stay alive, don't text and drive.
Yeah, could be your last breath.
That's right.
I don't know the answer to this, though. If we're being serious, like, I mean, outside of making it a felony and you go to prison, I don't know what you can do to make people stop doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to increase fines and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they already have a law, I think. Like,
yeah,
you get a ticket or whatever. I just don't know how strictly enforced it is.
Right. Let's see here. Blake Shelby asks, I've always thought of chickens as mostly flightless birds. Until I tried using a hand mixer to shred some for a recipe. What's your favorite cooking teachable moment you've had in the kitchen? Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not. If you cook a chicken breast and you put a hand mixer in there, it will shred it. But you got to, you know, I wouldn't just put it on full blast to start, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you talk about some chicken flying around for sure.
Some flied chicken. It's flied.
Flied chicken.
Yeah. Do I have a kitchen teachable moment? Never walk away from a caramel. That'll burn quick on you.
Yeah, stir it.
Yeah, if you're making caramel, don't leave the kitchen. Same with roux. If you're making roux in a pan, just stay in the kitchen. As soon as you walk out, that thing's going to burn. Just don't do it.
Well, grits are kind of like that, too. Like,
grits
you have
can
to
be like that, yes.
Stir that.
Yeah, you got to constantly be stirring. Anything that says constant stirring means it.
Yeah.
That's
I haven't had a whole lot of mishaps with food, but I mean, I'm not like, I don't cook every day either.
Yeah.
But I just haven't had a lot of, you know, issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just one of those things that when you have that mistake, you just try not to make it again, you know?
I'm a notorious rule follower when it comes to recipes.
That's good.
So I'm reading it, if it says in 17 minutes, it comes out in 17 minutes when it hits the clock.
Not 16.
Out.
Not 18.
Yes, 17.
17.
It needs one more minute to cook.
Good man.
I'm a notorious follower of the recipes until I get something down pat, and then I just know.
Matt Camp says, I recently saw Ben Garrett in a production of A Christmas Carol. He played a drunk named Topper, a true Ole Miss name. But he did a good job.
Wait, this is real?
Apparently. If you two were in a production of A Christmas Carol, which roles would you play? I think I should be the ghost of Christmas Present. I'm a very jolly soul. And then you could be, I'm sorry that this is his name, but you could be Scrooge's nephew Dick. Because he was
one that, not Tiny Tim, but.
No, not
the
Tiny.
The one that worked at the...
No. His nephew who comes to invite him to dinner, and he tells him, bah humbug, I'm not coming to Christmas dinner. And then when he sees the ghost, he ends up going to Christmas dinner with him.
Was the nephew the one that worked for him at the
office? No, that was Bob Cratchit.
That's right. That's Bob Cratchit.
Yeah. Joel is more Bob Cratchity.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Joel could be Bob Cratchit, yeah.
He sees the good in everyone. He's constantly positive.
Yes. None of his children are crippled. Thankfully, but he's got a bunch of kids. So
who is Topper? The only Topper I know.
I know who Topper is. Topper
the
is
only
one
Topper
of the,
I know is on Outer Banks.
Topper is one of the guests at Dick's Christmas party. So Ben Garrett would be at your Christmas party.
Okay.
So there you go.
We both work for the same company. I'm sure we can be cordial about it.
Absolutely.
Even though he called me a douche canoe.
He did. He did. He also went off on Brandon Walker. He hates everybody but me. I'm the only one he likes. which is weird because
Deep down, he hates you too.
Deep down, I know. I know. All right, we're going to give this guy a try. I know this is a burner. I know it is, but he asked a reasonable question, so let's just go into it. Joe McConnell asks.
You mean Joe Dirt is a fake account?
Yes, I do mean that. What factors would you attribute to Mississippi State's baseball team not being able to bring in the top transfer players compared to the likes of programs such as LSU and Tennessee? Well, I think that those two programs, since the portal has been open, have both won national titles, and Mississippi State has not. Probably a big part.
Also, even though we were chastised for having this opinion and told that we shouldn't be able to give our opinion because we don't go to baseball scrimmages.
Oh, no.
I do believe that Chris Lemonis is not a huge fan of the transfer portal.
Agreed.
And like, I don't think that's a opinion that's all that bad. I think that's just how he is. I think he would rather develop the guys that he has.
Yeah.
I think he's done a really good job with high school recruiting. And that's not to say he hasn't recruited transfer portal players well.
Yeah.
Because I like the pieces that they added.
They've added some good pieces to the portal the past
year. I don't think that he's in – I don't think he likes to get in the game. I don't think that really plays into his style.
It's also been a situation where he's gone after some big names in the portal. He just lost out to him. He lost out on Skeens. He lost out on Braden Montgomery. What was the pitcher last year that went to LSU from Alabama? What was his name? Luke Holman?
Luke Holman.
That's right.
Yep.
So he went after those guys. It's just like anything else in recruiting. Sometimes you just lose out. I don't think it's any one thing. Ricky Felder wants us to rank these king cakes, okay? Traditional, cream cheese, Bavarian cream, pecan praline, strawberry, apple, chocolate cream. I got to be honest with you. I didn't know the bottom three existed.
The strawberry, I would have to test it out.
Like a strawberry jam in there?
It might be kind of like raspberry donuts. It's got strawberry infused on the inside.
That sounds good. I would eat that.
I would like to. I mean, I would like to try that. But just the interest of like what we've had,
yeah.
Cream cheese for me.
Bavarian cream is the best one for me. I love Bavarian. I eat Bavarian cream donut. I love Bavarian cream stuff.
I don't know if I mean, I'm sure I have.
Let me go to Shipley's. Get you a Bavarian cream donut. You'll be happy.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next question from Josh Smith. Has anyone ever fell upwards better than Ross Bjork? I mean, basically every politician we have.
Yeah, that's probably true. But in terms of college sports, probably not.
No. It's... I'm trying to think of, like, there's another coach who, like, just constantly gets jobs despite not being good. There was one in my mind just a second ago. Phil Longo, maybe.
Yeah.
He's now a head coach.
He's never impressed me.
No. I mean, he had great receivers at Ole Miss, but that, I mean, what are we doing there? Wade Jones, for 20 years, the talk has been how vital and unsung Brandon Vincent was. Is Cameron Matthews the first sense? If you had to choose one, which would you choose? Well, I guess we talked about this on yesterday's podcast.
I literally had this conversation with somebody last night.
That's crazy.
I told them we have now the like we're looking for the next Brandon Vincent. That's gone. Now you're looking for the next Cam Matthews.
Yeah.
Cam Matthews has had an infinitely better career than Brandon Vincent. That's not even close. He can do a lot more than Brandon Vincent. I love Brandon Vincent.
Yeah.
But that I think we've now I think he's been pushed aside. I think Cam Matthews is now the glue guy you're looking for.
If we had a competition between Brandon Vincent and Cam Matthews, who could hit the most jump shots in 60 seconds? Who would win?
I don't remember Vincent shooting a whole lot outside.
I don't know if he ever shot a jump shot. But Cam
I would probably give it to Cam because Cam's been working on it,
yeah.
Even though it's still – I mean, he still airballed a free throw on Monday night, but – I would probably give it to Cam. I think the game, his game is more well rounded. And he's a way better athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Or has he distanced himself from that role, like Brandon Vincent role, to the point where we can't?
Well, he's a different. It's because he can run the point is the one of the main differences. Like he can handle. Brandon Vincent was never bringing the ball up the court.
It's going to be very difficult to find a guy like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing him when he pulls a rebound down and he just takes off down the court is frightening.
Makes me wish he was catching a football and going downfield.
That would be nice.
Jay in Baltimore, what is our opinion on the decision by Cam Ward to sit out the second half of Miami's bowl game after breaking the record for touchdown passes? Hard to argue that decision didn't cost the Canes the game. I've come to the conclusion it's really weird, but I don't in this day and age where players opt out of the game entirely, we tell everybody these bowl games don't matter, coaches leave all the time. I just can't get too fired up about it. It's weird. It's really weird, but
I wish he just wouldn't have played.
Yeah, it would have just been better. If two things could have made it better. Don't play, or after the game, Cristobal was like, oh, that's kind of a private matter. Just come out and say we talked about it and we told the team what was happening and everybody was cool with it.
Yeah. The Miami, I want to say that they blew this season more than Ole Miss did.
That you can make that argument very easily.
You have, I think, to me, unquestionably, I thought Cam Ward was the best quarterback in the country. Maybe not unquestionably, but I think you can argue it. But I think he was the best quarterback in America.
Yeah.
Playing in an incredibly weak conference, and you couldn't even make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they blew it more than Ole Miss. At least Ole Miss played in a tougher conference, was a little more, I felt like a little more seasoned, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
They just blew it mm-hmm. in a bad conference.
Yeah, so, no question.
But, yeah, there's so many people opting out. I can't get mad at Cam Ward for at least playing in a couple of quarters or whatever, but I just thought it was kind of silly to play him for two quarters and take him out.
Yeah.
You made it look like an exhibition. You made it look like you were just playing a jamboree.
Mm-hmm. I can't disagree with you. Hunter Manis asks, what are some shows you love but wouldn't consider rewatchable? The first one that comes to mind is Game of Thrones.
I'm rewatching that now.
I would not rewatch Game of Thrones. I wouldn't. I mean, if I did, I would stop in like at the beginning of season six.
You're just so like that. You're so tarnished because of that last season.
I am.
And I get it.
I am.
Because you invested a lot more time than I did.
Yeah, I actually watched it.
You spent several years.
I waited for a week to watch it sometimes.
I just binged it, so it didn't hurt my feelings. And I'm watching it again now. The first five and most of like first six seasons are incredible. Some of the best TV ever written. So to me, it's fine. I'm rewatching that now. Most shows to me are not rewatchable that I've watched. Like
Sopranos has been.
Sopranos. I've watched Sopranos multiple times.
Would you rewatch Breaking Bad?
I've watched Breaking Bad three times.
It's one that, like, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved the whole series. And it's not that I was disappointed or anything. But by the time that show ended, I was ready for it to end. I couldn't go much further with Walter at that point. I was just like, this is painful.
Well, it was just so, like, I've never
so
been,
dark at the
like,
end.
As anxious as I was in that show.
Yeah.
It literally brings your blood pressure up. Like it just makes me really nervous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've watched that three times.
Mm.
But it's most shows that I watch, I don't watch again. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I've rewatched, what I usually do is right before a new season comes out, I rewatch the previous season.
Yeah.
That's kind of my rewatching.
Makes sense. All right. Why do eyes and teeth need their own insurance? This is a great question. The answer is very simple. Because you can get more money out of you. Like, health insurance should cover your eyes and your teeth. It should just be one thing you pay. But instead,
you
can get more money. So
we decided to make specialists for these areas that do routine checkups.
Yeah.
And also, they give away more often than I feel like other body parts do. Like your feet, it takes a good while for your feet to wear out,
mm-hmm.
unless you have conditions.
Yeah.
It takes a while for arthritis.
Like you're in the 20s. Like they start going down quick.
Eyes start going down, your teeth.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of your teeth,
you will have no teeth at 30. You got to take care of your teeth. Yeah.
You have to maintain these things.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree. Last one, is Corey Bell a real human? Not convinced he exists. I've met him.
I have not seen him since the time we did
that. We talked to him, yeah.
Not seen him. So, I think he exists.
I'm pretty sure he's around, yeah. Paul Barrett asks us, what are some movie series that would be improved by adding a subtitle from a different series? For example, Home Alone 3, Tokyo Drift. The Godfather 2, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another
Home Alone 3, Tokyo Drift would be great.
Oh, Kevin, as he's drifting. Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. We left Kevin alone in Tokyo. We left Kevin alone in Tokyo.
That would be it. They were in Tokyo and he's stuck.
They did the last rewatchables was Home Alone 2 Lost in New York, and it was really good. It does remind you that there's some massive issues with that movie, but it's still a good.
Oh, incredible. Like I was watching that the other day.
That's great.
And the breakdown of like what injuries that they would have had, yes, in the house.
They'd be dead. They'd be
vegetables. I can't watch it anymore. We were watching the second one the other day at my parents' house, and every time, like, they dropped the brick on his head. I'm like, he's dead.
From three stories. He's dead.
You just crashed his cranium.
Yeah.
His skull is fractured.
Also, there's no way Kevin gets
before to even gets in the building.
Parents. There's no way Kevin gets to go home with his parents. Like,
no.
The second time you've left your child behind, we're taking him into our custody.
It was no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Keith Carter could tell Lane to stop tweeting. Do you think he does it because he thinks Lane being childish makes him less desirable for other schools and keeps his price down? I wouldn't say he keeps his price down. He's making $10 million a year.
I think Lane has him by the
jewels. I think it's the other way around. I think it's Lane says, no, I'll do what I want, and if you don't like it, you can find another head football coach.
They know that this is right now. I mean, it feels like they have their guy. Like, yeah. It's a perfect situation for him. They probably wouldn't have gotten him any other way than people just not wanting to touch him at that point. Mm-hmm. And they know, like, they have him. You know, he has them locked in pretty much. I mean, he's getting a $10 million contract. You know, they're donating money by the bushels. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's in full control, to be honest with you.
I agree with you.
And that's his personality. That's part of what he is.
I will do two more, and then we'll get to the break here. From Brogan Fairchild, what present was the biggest hit at your house?
Well, for me at my house is my daughter's swing set that I've been putting together for the last 2 days.
So you don't know that that's a hit yet. She hasn't swung on it. She might get out there one time and be like, ah.
Yeah, she was in the process of us putting it together. She came over every 5 minutes asking if she could swing on it. And then we haven't put the slide and we haven't put the seesaw together, but we let her swing on it yesterday evening. So
Okay, we're good. Mine was, I think I told you about this. We got a horse for Aislinn.
A horse?
Horse.
A horse, a literal horse. Is in your house?
No, it's not in my. It's kind of. We adopted a shelter horse or something, in her name.
Oh, that you just like? Do you go see it?
No, she will never meet this horse, but it's in her name. They send you a plushie that looks like the horse.
So it's like adopting the kids in Africa.
Yeah,
where
it's
you
like yeah,
send
yeah,
them
yeah.
Like $5
yeah.
Bucks and
right,
Christmas
right. Gift. Sally Struthers, you know, for $5 a day, you can save a horse.
Well, okay. Where's the horse located?
I have no idea.
Do you even know if you're giving money to the horse?
I was told we were.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
Jennifer put it all together. I think it's because Aislinn really liked it. She's really excited that she is helping a horse survive.
Oh, I'm sure, but is it?
I don't know much about
400 pound Russian sitting in his house that's just grabbing money left and right.
Another American child thinks they are helping horse. In reality, they help Igor.
$100 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. And money's actually going to a Russian meth lab. We will be able to upgrade all of our chemistry set now that we have money from Aislinn Heda. Thank her.
That's 100%.
That could very well be the case. Yeah.
I feel that's what's happening here.
What resolutions should state's athletic department make for the new year? They should resolve to put some LED lights and fix those damn speakers. That's the one.
Yes, please.
And if they do that, I'll live with everything else.
Even losing,
Yes.
you'll be good with it.
I mean, I'm a Mississippi State fan, my friend. I've gotten used to it through the years. I'll be okay. I'll live. See how it goes. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pitt Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. In the new year, if you want customers to show up at your business, to be excited about your business, to be excited to do business with you, you need a plan, you need marketing, you need Pip Printing and Signs. Call Cam Baker today at 601. Well, maybe not today. It's New Year's Day. You know, and just let the man have a day. But tomorrow, call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Tell them you're a Mississippi State fan, and you can add 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. Now you're a Bulldog Initiative business, and you've got the best printing in the state behind you. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today.
And your money actually does go to the Bulldog Initiative. It doesn't go to a Russian man that says you bought a horse. This is you're buying a
Cam Baker
five
is not the
star.
go-between a Mexican drug cartel and the Bulldog Initiative.
Yeah, perhaps you can be the reason Mississippi State buys a five star defensive lineman at some point.
Correct. As opposed to me, who is like, contributing to the world's problems because we
Correct.
thought we were helping a horse.
Yes. Hi, oh my.
Did you kill that animal? Yes. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. I thought there was going to be the place to find some buffalo wings. Robbie got me all excited there for a second, but that's all
Well,
right.
their wings are pretty daggum good
They
too.
still have. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, hold on now. If they're putting their wings and making them buffalo style,
Woo!
Terry Barton, if you're listening, do it.
$1 million idea.
You'd see me a lot more often, and you see me pretty often as it is. If you want to enjoy a great meal in Starkville, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, and of course, the older brother, Starkville's best new restaurant, sandwiches like you cannot get anywhere else, the fanciest of sandwiches. It's right there in the Cotton District at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50, brother.
I missed you on that yesterday.
Oh, I didn't get to do it yesterday, did I?
Yeah, maybe you weren't here. I got to record you saying 50 the way I have you saying it's a little weird. I got to have both of those. I'll do that. I'll just chop this out at some point. 50, brother. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then when you need service, it's the same number. You're talking to the same people. People you know, people you have a relationship with. It couldn't be any easier with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to any games in Starkville, next time you're at the Hump, you're heading to Duty Noble this spring, back at Davis Wade next fall, anytime you're here, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. and grab some great new Mississippi State gear. Same thing as before. New year, new gear. You need to get the new stuff. Get the banner M out of the closet. Send it on its way. Get some state script, some interlocking, some M over S into the closet today. And use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off on any order in store or online, regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. All right, now I got to get through all my my mentions from the game last night. So I think this okay. In the from Andrew Madden, in the event these new coach hires don't work out, who are some other up and coming former SWAC head coaches who won 10 games in 5 years we could put on our hot list? Andrew, not really big on Vince Dancy. That's all right. It's gonna be okay.
Is that what he's talking about? He doesn't like
Yeah,
that hire?
I guess.
Well, I mean, the problem with that is like you can't judge him on as being a head coach. But
Especially
he's not
Allen.
Mississippi State's head coach. He's going to be the defensive ends and outside linebackers coach.
Right.
So those two things are not the same. Like that's my issue with that
Yeah, I agree with you.
thought there. I mean, it's just like Paul Rhodes was a great addition for Mississippi State as defensive analyst.
Yeah.
Just because he had a losing record as a head coach doesn't mean he can't be a really, really good defensive analyst for Mississippi State.
Yeah. All right. Mangum Cafe asks, what kind of NIL deals would some players from the 2013, 2016, and 2019 baseball team have? I mean, just, I don't know. Jake Mangum would have gotten some good offers, no question. Rooker would have had. Well, no, I say that. He's saying 2016, Rooker wasn't a star on that team.
Renfro would have had some big offers.
Renfro would have had one.
West Ray.
Holder would have had the Holder on the 13 team would have been the NIL guy.
Ton of money.
Yeah. And then 19, Mangum still, McNamee.
Elijah McNamee.
Would have had Ethan Small. Would have had. They would have had good deals. I mean, nothing crazy. What's a weird thing to you about Starkville? That's a good question. What's something weird about Starkville?
One thing that's weird to me is like it's a place that's kind of outgrowing the town.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's in a lot of ways, like there's too many people at times, and then other times it feels like the town's like too big. Like there's too many things open, and there's not many people in them, like restaurants and stuff like that. And then other times you look at it like, why are these restaurants not open? It's a very strange, like, ebb and flow in, like, how, like, things are done. And I think that's just part of being a college town, you know.
Agreed.
Like, you're going to have too many people at times, and you're not going to have enough people at times. Like, that's just kind of the dynamic they're in right now. Like, you need more hotels, but are those going to be used all the time?
Yeah.
I feel like you need more restaurants, but are they going to be able to thrive all the time? It's just
it's tough.
It's weird.
Yeah. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
What is your favorite condiment? I've already said it once in this show. Buffalo sauce. Hot sauce.
I think that is definitely yours. Yeah. Ranch is mine. Love but it's got to be restaurant ranch. We've talked about this too.
You don't
before.
Want the bottle of Hidden Valley at the house?
I don't think Hidden. I don't like. I know that a lot of these restaurants get their ranch from like Sysco and like food distribution.
Sysco ranch is really good.
So why does that ranch taste so much different and so much better than what I get at the store? I haven't been able to figure that out.
I do not know the answer.
When I'm dipping my chicken or whatever into ranch, or I'm eating salad at the house, it doesn't taste nearly as good as the ranch that I get from a particular restaurant. I don't understand that. But ranch is restaurant quality ranch or homemade ranch. Is my go-to.
All right. Russ Huddleston says, guys, I will wake up in the middle of the night and be unable to go back to sleep. I have found that if I listen to Thunder and Lightning through my AirPods quietly, you guys lull me back to sleep. Thank you. What are we, an ASMR thing here? Like Mississippi State Sports.
Could we be on the Calm app?
We could be. Hi, this is Brian Haydad with Robbie Falk. We're here to tell you a sleep story tonight about Mississippi State football and why Kent Coleman Hutzler probably still shouldn't have a job. Join us now. Reading this question now. However, at the end of the show, the post-show music is a headbanger, and the volume is a little louder, which sometimes wakes me back up. Would you mind, for just one show at the end, play something a little more soothing and light? Your choice, of course. I will then use that one episode exclusively as my sleep aid. Thank you in advance. I have just the wrestling theme song for you, my friend. I'll play it at the end. So. No worry. I've got
for the people.
There you go. Nathan Kelly, with January around the corner, the real sporting event, the Royal Rumble, is almost here. That said, Robbie's been unusually quiet. Is he still hosting the Royal Rumble at his house? And is Brian still covering the pizza for free? I never pay free pizza. You guys always pay. When is the Royal
Rumble? That said, are we doing Royal Rumble at my house?
Let's see. What day is the Royal Rumble this year?
It's in February this year, I think, isn't it?
It's February 1st. What is Mississippi State's basketball schedule for February?
They're playing Missouri that day.
Is it here?
Yes. It's at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Perfect.
They've played that. They've played a game.
A home game.
Like the last 3 years.
It's not. It's 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock Central.
The noon?
Yeah, so perfect.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
So we're having Royal Rumble at Casa de la Falk.
That's what I assume.
Let's do it.
I don't know who I'll be there, but
Me and Aislinn will be there.
All right.
All right. So that's two for sure. All right. Nathan, if you want to come, you can come. But you're going to pay for the pizza.
He'll pay.
Yeah, I know. Allison Schubert asks, who would you rather play for, Jans or Purcell?
This is a better question than you think because Jans is not going to be for everybody.
No.
He's going to jump down your throat. I mean, he is going to make you cry if you can't handle it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's for me personally, I think I'd want to play for Jans just because I know he would push me. And I'm not saying Purcell wouldn't push me, but Jans is a different kind of – he knows how to get to you, you know. Purcell, I think, is a more he's more of a player's coach. You know, he's going to be a little more tender than what Jans is.
Yeah.
I think I would go with Jans.
I need the motivation. I'm going with Jans. I would love to play for Purcell.
I would love to play for Purcell too.
But I need somebody to push me. So I'm
yeah. You and I need someone that's going to tell us we're pieces of crap. That will get me off my butt.
Well, I married my wife.
She told you the same thing?
Every day.
See, that's what you need.
Yeah, I needed that.
That's not everybody needs that, but maybe you needed that.
Yeah.
Somebody slap you around a little bit.
Tony Harlow, pick one actress from the four groups. I got a question, Robbie. I want to get your thoughts. Am I picking these women because this is who I want to be in the movie, or am I picking for some other reason?
This
is actresses. Okay, yes. Very good. Meryl Streep or Sally Field? Meryl Streep has more Oscars than anybody. I'm definitely going Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock or Julia Roberts? Hmm. What do you think?
Ooh. I think Sandra Bullock.
That's where I'm going.
She's played comedies. She's played drama.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman or Charlize Theron? Charlize played that serial killer and was totally...
Monster.
Yeah. Was not her... Definitely her.
Yeah, shit, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Eileen something.
Eileen Wuornos.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Last one, Jennifer Lawrence or Emma Stone?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, for sure. All right. That was easy. Brick Thomas, do you have a great New Year's Eve story? I'll just go ahead and tell you that I do not.
I don't have a great story, but I like one of my most memorable New Year's Eve events. We just decided like last minute we were going to play a like makeshift concert in the Highlands at one of my buddy's apartments. And so we loaded up my drums and just went over there, and me and my buddy, like he had electric guitar, I set up the drums. And we rocked that place out. We had people coming from all over the Highlands for that. We had a house party.
That's cool.
The cops called on us. It was great. I watched some dude passed out in the corner and peed himself. He was standing up. He was leaned up against the wall, standing up. And you just see down the front of his pants. There you go.
There you go. Yeah,
it was a great night. We got tips. We had a jar for tips. Made hundreds of dollars.
Tips. You got tips.
Yes.
Okay. Tips.
T-I-P-S.
T-I-P-S.
Correct.
Good. 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 Do you have any great New Year's Eve traditions? That's the next question.
No. Every New Year's has been kind of different for me. We haven't really. We just do this, you know, same old like Happy New Year. Go kiss your wife, and that's it.
So I've talked about it before, and as we're recording, it's New Year's Eve. This is junk food night at the Hey Dad household. Now, before you make your jokes, like, how is that any different? I've heard it before. It is different this year, all right? It is different. I do not eat like I used to. So I got a terrible meal plan, as does my whole... We let the kids eat cake and chips for dinner, and it's just what we do. That's our New Year's Eve tradition.
It's basically the scene from Signs where they feel like they're about to all die.
Kind of, but nobody's eating anything. There's no chicken teriyaki happening. I'll put it that way.
There you go.
So, like, I know, like, Aislinn bought an ice cream cake yesterday. I was like, you're not eating that whole thing. That you're gonna have to share that one because no chance you could eat that by yourself. You'll die. So
Here, just give it to me.
yeah.
We'll handle it.
Perry Cafeteria. What happened to Papa John's garlic sauce? It used to be runny. Now it's thick. It's not a temperature thing. Ma'am, I'll be honest with you. So for a long time, it sits in the fridge, obviously, right? So when you put it in the box, the heat of the pizza will melt it. And so he's saying it's not running anymore. It used to be when you would order delivery, by the time you got it, it was just oil. It wasn't even garlic butter anymore.
Yeah.
Melted butter. So if he's saying it's thick now, that's a good thing to me. Because I always thought, like, I don't want all that oil. I want some butter on there. I don't know. I don't know the answer to
that. I haven't seen that. I haven't eaten Papa John's in a couple months. But yeah.
You're going to eat some on February 1st.
Yes, I will.
There you go.
Gladly.
Brian, was there ever a regular order where you knew who it was by the order? I'm sure there was. I can't remember, you know. There were a lot. I knew a lot of the customers, though. Like, as soon as they would start talking, I'd be like, okay, I know who this is.
Yeah.
So, I had forgotten about this one thing at Papa John's that, for whatever reason, popped into my head the other day. But you'll get a kick out of this. So, I worked in Memphis for a couple of years, right? And that franchise gave you Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. Like, normally you just get Christmas Day off. And then Christmas Eve, you'd be open to like 7 or 8. But this one gave you Christmas Eve off. So, I thought that was great, right? I will never forget working on like the 22nd or 23rd, and this woman calls in. She goes, "Hey, I need to place an order for Christmas Eve." And I was like, "Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, we're going to be closed on Christmas Eve." What? We're closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day this year. And she literally was like, "Well, we're going to have a bunch of disappointed people. Like, I'm going to feel guilty."
Yeah, she doesn't care about your Christmas Eve.
Like, get over yourself, lady.
She doesn't care about your Christmas.
No, she cares about her family. By the way, why don't you cook for your family?
Yeah, why are you ordering pizza on
Christmas Eve?
What is this, the McAllister house?
The worst. So I don't know why that popped into my head the other day. The ghost of Larry Templeton. So that's the scariest ghost imaginable. Brian, on the last rumblings, you committed absolute blasphemy against Popeye's biscuits, saying that KFCs were better. I can't believe you've never been called out on this. Were you willing to go forth and sin no more against Popeye's biscuits? KFC biscuits are better. Popeye's biscuits are dry as dirt.
I disagree. I think the KFC biscuits are dry. Well, I mean, maybe not dry, but they make your mouth dry.
I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I just disagree.
It's like too fluffy or something.
Powdered Popeye's biscuits are the weak link of Popeye's.
Oh, I love their biscuits.
I'm not a huge fan. I'll eat them.
Buttery.
It's just too much, man. It's like eating a big. It's like, you know, one of those things where you put like in your mouth and it just puffs up. That's what happens with a Popeye's biscuit.
See, that's how I feel about KFC. I don't know. There's something's going on with our palate here.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Next rumblings, we need you in studio. We'll go get a biscuit from both.
Okay.
We're going to do a live KFC versus Popeyes biscuit competition.
Is it going to be a blind test? I feel like I know the difference between the two.
I know the difference. I don't. If I put it in my hand, I will know the difference.
We're still going to be biased because you've said that you like KFC.
But I just want to see live and in person what we think about it. Okay. We're just going to talk it out.
By the way,
just a quick note, Church's biscuits, better than both.
I don't remember the last time I had Church's biscuits.
I got one in Columbus. Their biscuits come with honey butter on them.
Ooh, well, I'll tell you what, the biscuits at...
Bojangles?
No, it's the gas station biscuits. I forget what the brand is. Crunchy Chicken.
Crispy Crunchy, yes.
Crispy Crunchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those biscuits are absolute fire. One Sunday, I just decided that my wife and daughter were out of town. We always go out to eat on Sunday after church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just decided that day I'm just going to go to the gas station and get something.
Get some Crispy Crunchy.
So I got like a thigh and a wing and some potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I got that Crispy Crunchy biscuit.
Can't go wrong. It's good.
It was perfect. It was good.
Yeah. That's it. That's our last question today. All right. Next week.
Happy New Year.
So you're gonna go ahead and plan to be in studio on January 7th, 8th, whatever it is.
7th.
You're gonna have to be here. We'll do a live biscuit taste test between Popeyes
We
and
might as well just go ahead and get an entire order of Popeyes.
what is yeah we'll just go ahead and get some chicken. We'll get some fried chicken that day. Have you and I ever gone to lunch at a fast food restaurant? I don't think we have. But we're going. We're gonna get some
Unless
Popeyes.
we're like on the road or something.
Yeah, we'll go get some Popeyes, but we'll go get a biscuit from KFC. Two
There
biscuits.
we go.
All right, that's what we're gonna do. All right, guys. Talk to you again on Friday. We're gonna take tomorrow off because with New Year's Day, we'll enjoy the day. Back with you on Friday, we'll preview Mississippi State versus South Carolina. Plus any portal updates we have, we will give them to you. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Happy New Year, guys.
Bye.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.